And what better way to address mental health supports than to actually listen to people? A lot of talk and talk therapy is just that, someone to listen, and depending on whether it's cognitive behavioural therapy or other forms, it is having a safe space to talk through your feelings. Right now, if you have 60 or 70 euro per week spare, you can access private counselling sessions. If you can't pay privately, you are finished, basically, because you can wait and wait and wait. With COVID, you may only have had access to online therapy. And what if you don't have a computer, smartphone, or a safe place to talk to your counsellor? And I think that COVID is, there's no doubt that COVID has had a huge impact on people's mental health and that there. But the reality is, our services were diabolical before COVID. And, you know, and what we're saying now is that we want to get back to that. You know, which we should be setting the bar a lot higher and actually wanting to move on. And what if you're in emergency accommodation or a cramped hospital or in direct provision? What if you're in distress or also use drugs? Pieta House and other services won't allow you to access emergency support, even if you're even smoking cannabis. The suicide rate for members of the traveller community is unacceptably high. Activists and advocates reported to the first meeting of the Oireachtas Joint Committee on key issues affecting the traveller community back in September 2019. If vulnerable, marginalised or targeted groups say nothing about us without us, we should listen. We should allow them space to tell us what they need, and then we should do everything we can to take action. That will make a difference to people's mental health, that and the resources for timely and affordable access to supports. For example, I would like to commend the Irish Examiner at the weekend for giving a platform to trans activists Noah Halpin, Aoife Martin and Fionn Collins, and also to comment on two weekend podcasts, The Tortoise Shack and The Weekend Work, with Dave Gibney and Claire O'Connor, who invited trans activist Lilith Carroll on to have their voices heard. It was a particularly tough week for trans people last week, and I offer my full support today for them as always, but it's important as well that their own voices are actually heard. So, Minister, as I have said, we all need to create the space for people to feel comfortable talking about their mental health. Help must be available when someone reaches out. Accept this motion and resource the sharing provision strategy, and don't get caught up, I believe, on the need for new legislation. Implement what we have.